Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk about Pilates with Margie, the owner and solo Pilates instructor at Mind Body Connection in Upland. Her one-on-one coaching allows you to improve your range of motion, to improve your overall strength, and we'll discuss that in actual talk. Other benefits can be improving your overall performance if you're a competitor with triathlons or marathons, along with injury recovery. This is Margie's second fun career after retiring as a programmer. She enjoys continuing to learn other techniques from other her friends without Pilates. We also talk about importance of nutrition when training with Pilates to get the overall efficiency and also effect of having the overall body get and look healthier. Let's go right to talk so you understand how Pilates can benefit you to make your work and life effective and efficient.
Timing. Perfect timing. Going live right now with Margie at the Mind Body Connection Pilates Studio in Upland. We're learning how the phone works. You can actually watch it on the screen while we're doing it. That's us right now.
Okay.
Amazing.
Amazing. Okay.
So a lot of it is with your studio. I want to know, why did you open your studio 2 years ago? What was your backstory? What did you do before you started doing Pilates or even think about being an instructor?
When I was around in my late 40s, okay. I became a programmer.
What's a programmer? I don't know what that is.
I designed programs. I worked on software. Analysis, and I did all kinds of projects.
This is pre-Facebook, pre-YouTube, pre-Google?
Oh. Pre-internet. It was before all the web data base, all that stuff. So,
yes.
I would be in front of the computer all day.
So, and talk a little bit louder too.
Okay.
So when you're in front of a computer, what did you feel? Like, my body feels phenomenal behind the computer all day long, or different? Sorry, trying to be a little
my neck would hurt, and my shoulders, my arms. I was sitting in front of my back's kind of rounding a little bit.
Yeah.
And so one day I went to this studio, and they were telling me about Pilates, and I'm like, what is Pilates? And this was like in 1998.
I was going to ask you, but I don't want to too many years. Keep it kind of vague.
I really feel good
about
who I am.
So 1998. This is, okay, so we're talking about family ties, things like that, those type of shows. Facebook gives me a thought at this point. Google's like not even a thought.
Mm-hmm.
They had this small little Max back then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My dad worked for aerospace, so in the same area where you lived, in Woodland Hills,
mm-hmm.
so we had a computer because he was part of the WordStar program and the whole Reagan era of the Russians, Americans, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't have that, you weren't in the know what computers were. You were actually probably one of the few ones you were the first ones working for Google, first ones working for Facebook, first ones doing programming.
Mm-hmm.
So you were pretty up there.
I was up there, yeah. And it
That's awesome.
Kind of did something to my body.
Okay.
And so I found out about Pilates, and then I fell in love with it.
Great.
And that was when I was turning 50, and then I decided to stop my career, change it at 50. Because I love Pilates. I have a passion for it.
Even though you're training,
I love what it
programming.
Did for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I gave up that daytime job for a Pilates studio.
Fantastic.
And been doing it ever since. I've been doing it now for 18 years.
Great. And what have you seen going back to being a programmer too? Because I see a lot of people in my office that have still 19. That's 1988, this is 2018, that's like 30 years later, right? Is that right?
So,
not a mathematician.
Let's say 2000.
Okay,
let's
so
just 2000. Say 2000. So it's been 18
years.
Yeah.
So people are still coming in with their rounded shoulders,
mm-hmm.
neck problems, shoulder problems, upper back weakness. They're still sitting a lot, even though they're not a programmer. How are you helping them in here, in your previous work too, outside of here, getting themselves healthy?
That's what actually Pilates is.
It
actually strengthens you. It's always about being stretched.
Good.
About being flexible.
Okay.
And the breath. The breath is so important. It brings you more energy. Everything I do, when my clients come in, I tell them, come in, let's do some workout. And when they leave, they feel more energetic after. So that's what I love. And I succeed. I've seen some different spinal issues that people come in with.
What kind of stories do you have that are good, like, wow stories?
Well, I just have this one client that's about 75, and he had fusion in his neck and surgery in his spine, and He wasn't able to even walk up the stairs. He has to have a cane. Well, he's now doesn't have a cane, and he walks up the stairs, and he's so excited about it. So he just wants to continue going and going.
And what was his mentality when he first came in? What was his?
He was depressed. He was sad. He didn't. You know, he thought that he was going to have to go from a cane to a walker, right? Instead, we reversed it, and he's pretty strong. I've actually put up a couple of Instagram stuff for him.
I saw he was doing a push-up, correct?
Yes. Good. It's called planking.
Planking. Yeah. He's 88.
75.
I had 80, 75 in my head. I had two numbers in my head.
I'm going to help you with your numbers.
I know, numbers are not good for me at all, usually. And I think that the biggest thing is the mentality of, okay, my body's not healthy, mm-hmm. I'm depressed, I can't move well, I'm in pain all the time, where do I get the help?
Right.
Why is Pilates a safe place to train and change your health relative to a normal local gym by yourself?
So some people really like more private. Like, they don't like to be around a gym. They don't feel comfortable. They feel they're being watched, or, you know, some ladies like more of a buddy system. So they come here and they all group up. And most of my company has been built through referrals.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. And you've been a private instructor for 18 years.
Yes.
Okay. And why did you open up a studio 2 years ago?
Well, I used to train out of my home.
Okay.
And I got really full, so I decided to come over to a studio and widen it more. And it's actually working. I love it. I love what I do. I have a passion for what
good,
I do.
Good. Keep talking. Why do you love what you do?
I see what it does for me.
Okay.
And I see what it does for the people that I'm helping. So it's successful. I have succeeded with it. People, not only have I, well, if they succeed, I succeed, right?
And that's the key. They're a result of your training. They're a reflection of what you can do to help and your guidance, not only in training, but also in their overall life. I'm assuming so, people don't leave the door and go, okay, see you later, see you next episode.
No.
But next session.
No. So what I do is I also work with their nutrition.
Oh, nice.
So I have a nutrition background.
Okay.
And I do work on, because a lot of them have to do the workout and do other things besides, like maybe go walking, go hiking.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And
good.
Then they have to eat right, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a way of life. It's not these diets that go up and down, but it's more of a way of life. You have to eat every day the way that's good for your body. So.
And there's a psychological advantage that people go through. Once they start feeling good in one aspect of their life, they want to make that other aspect of their life actually improve too.
Mm-hmm.
So having someone that becomes more flexible, more energy through Pilates just for one part of it, at that point stronger too, think, okay, what else can I do to make myself feel this way all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about in your actual title of your business, mind-body connection, what does that mean to you?
So one question that I heard that you were saying that I want to answer, which is really important, is there's some people that come in and they're bike riders.
Okay.
They're runners, they do marathons.
They're already athletes.
So they want to excel in their game.
Oh, okay.
So they come here and they connect to their core. Of course, we do all the core work and strengthen your core. And that's what gets them to the next level. So we have those. And then there's some people that just want to maybe lose inches. So there's all different type of people that want to connect to make their life better. And then there's some women that have grandkids and they want to be able to play with them and they can't because they have to get more fit. They have to get, you know, at a point where they can actually go jump around with their grandkids or lift them, you know.
Well, so, to generalize it too, it's almost they have to find a way to, wherever they are in the health spectrum,
mm-hmm.
get a little bit better.
Yes.
A little bit better. Even if, so if they're an athlete who's does triathlons already,
mm-hmm.
okay, what else can I do? Because my muscles are always tight. I'm always sometimes pulling something or causing injury.
Right.
What else can I do?
Yeah. So that's where I come in. You know, I go and I stretch them. They overuse their muscle. So we kind of just lengthen the muscle, strengthen the muscle. And so then they're actually able to do more and not get hurt. And I do believe in really working with the feet.
Why the feet?
The toes.
I don't like working with feet.
Yeah. Well, it's an exercise.
I'm not touching. I'm like, not my thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually moving because some people their toes get kind of just stiff, and they're
but
very important.
But if you're wearing
important.
A
your
shoe
is,
all day,
your feet are important. Yeah.
Okay.
So we get circulation going through the body,
okay.
getting
okay.
the blood circulating through the ankles, the movement. so that they don't get hurt. I use my hands a lot, so.
Well, it's good. I like the hands. The hand movement is always helpful.
Yeah,
I don't do like this.
I get that Spaniard blood in me. You
know? That's about that. I was listening to a podcast today, and it was talking about, especially with kids. I saw you sometimes do Pilates with kids. A lot of it is he called it the de-evolution of children, where they're not playing, they're not having enough fun out there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is sometimes they may want to do, in his sense, because he's more of a heavy weightlifter, more of a squat, but their feet are off, their ankles are off.
Yes.
So the alignment is important too from the ground up, mm-hmm. so you get that full energy boost when you're actually working out, for one in a gym like he was talking about, or in just normal daily life, right?
Right. I totally believe in alignment of the body. Good. That's why I like working with chiropractors.
Hints. That's what we do.
The hips, you know, so many people are getting new hips now. Mm. You know, and then that causes them to be off a little bit too. And so we strengthen, strengthen if they're replacing a knee, a hip, or spinal. There's got some people, they have some people that have rods in their back.
Yeah, I had someone contact me a couple days ago. Can you help me if I already have rods and screws in my back? I don't think they're even in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But I said most likely because you've limited motion structurally because mm-hmm. of the rods and screws. Mm-hmm. There's basically putting the rods on both sides, tracking rods, mm-hmm. and screws are locking in the bone, which seems archaic, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, there's nothing for us to move. Now you've locked it up
really
permanently.
Tight. So we try to move. We try to move the body and we try to stretch the body, but there's stuff that's going to be going on as they get older. So
It's tough.
But you don't want to give up.
That's the key.
You don't want to give up. You want to keep moving. Movement is critical. What do they say about that? It says, move it or what?
Lose it.
Yeah.
Or when it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. So even with arthritis, there's so many people that come in with even rheumatoid arthritis. What you want to do, I know it hurts, but you want to move. You want to move, get the circulation going in. You want to move wherever the arthritis is. You want to walk, everything. We know that it's going to get better instead of not moving.
And it's something like you'd mentioned, moving sometimes and getting healthier sometimes isn't going to feel good. Mm-hmm. You're going to be sometimes sore, even in pain,
mm-hmm.
and realize what can I do, what I cannot do. Ironically enough, last week I had a patient who came in. She is, I want to say, in her 30s with pretty severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
But her thing is, because she looked like she was healthy,
mm-hmm.
she has the finger, obviously, a little bit of deforming the fingers,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of it is she's still moving. She still works out.
Right.
She mm-hmm. still does her stretching. She does the home weights if she can't get to the gym.
Right.
She understands if she doesn't move, she's more prone to lock up and cause more scar tissue than cause arthritis, which becomes permanent.
Yes.
Scar tissue arthritis is not an age, and real and confirm or deny this too. Arthritis is not an age thing.
Right.
It's more of a lack of motion
mm-hmm.
and how long you've had the motion mm-hmm. locked up for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 18 and you've had it for 10 years, you're gonna have arthritis at 20. What's the number? 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big number person. 10 years later. So, or if you're, I had a kid come in who's 30,
yeah.
and because he had been in the military, and done boot camp, he was a smaller kid.
Mm-hmm.
His body was beat up that much having arthritis. So it doesn't mean that you can get you have to get it when it's older. You're
yeah.
younger if you
yes.
actually don't move your body or know what normal body motion should be.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing a lot more of my clients that are coming in are younger and they have this rheumatoid arthritis in their early, late 30s. And it's like, well, back then it was shocking, but today it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. And why do you think people are coming in earlier with those health conditions?
Because of because they're reading more, seeing more of that. Fitness is important for them. And Pilates, of course, we're with the client the entire hour. We never leave the clients. And I think they like that. They're not going to hurt themselves. And they like that we're there for them. They get a great workout.
Well, you're talking like we'd done last couple weeks ago, too. You talk them through everything you're doing.
Yes.
And you readjust mm-hmm. them if, okay, let's do it this way. Do you feel there?
Yes.
Do you
mm-hmm.
feel that muscle tension there? Do you feel the abs working? She was killing me that day. A little bit of motion is killing me. But a lot of it, I think, is you're seeing, okay, you're getting into their head what you should be feeling during the exercise.
Mm-hmm. So we're there to guide you. And we call that the form. You know, we have a specific form. Of course, it's in the alignment of the body.
Okay.
You know, we
okay.
don't do anything that's going to be out of that. And so we want to make sure you're taken care of and you feel great after. And we work on the smaller muscles of your structure You know, when you go to the gym, you work on the bigger muscles.
You can see those muscles.
Yeah, but here.
What do you do? Like this?
That way you lift weights.
That's what I do. All done.
Lift weights at the gym. But here, we work on the muscles that hold your structure together. And that's critical. That's important. Those are the ones that get weak right away. So, yeah, Pilates is
those are your postural muscles too, right? The postural muscles that actually affect your body to sit here relative to stay here.
To here, yeah.
So it takes, like what I was saying, it takes time and effort and energy to realize what muscle I'm using here, how do I work those muscles, because I didn't even know until I started doing Pilates and yoga, is how do my body get to stay here where I can work the big muscles all day long, my legs, my calves, my hips, my shoulders, but the smaller ones are your foundation on your spine that allows normal motion. Again, if you lose the motion, and again, confirm deny this, at that point, then you cause the scar tissue buildup, and you cause arthritis.
Right.
So you want to make sure you avoid that, or if you have an injury, get that out as soon as possible so it doesn't show up on an x-ray, or show up to where they now you want to do surgery and put rods in your back.
Yes.
All right.
And you're constantly using your core, so that's what we work in Pilates, is your core, whether it's your lower transverse abdominis or if it's the rectus abdominis. So this is what's holding you. They call it your powerhouse, your strength. So we work on that, and helps your posture.
Helps everything. And
another thing, I wanted to mention this earlier, is that when you're sitting at a desk all day long, you're not getting up, drinking water, going to the restroom, getting movement, then it affects your liver and your kidneys. So you want to sit up and get and move so that those are still working and moving around. So people sit for maybe 6-7 hours. So drink water at your desk so that you have to get up and go to the restroom. And make yourself work so the liver and the kidneys can work.
And more circulation too, right?
Of course, yeah.
When you're moving better, your body actually works better, so you can put more blood through the area. There's more for example, I move out, it's not a big elbow or bicep, obviously, sorry. Mm-hmm. But it's something to where you move your arm, that causes pressure change in the actual muscle and the joint.
Mm-hmm.
So like a pipe, like a water pipe, or even a hose, if you cause a pressure change, the blood, it has to go somewhere. And it goes from the muscle out through the veins back to your heart to recirculate to get new fluid, new blood flow, mineral vitamins up your body tissue heal faster. It has to go through your whole system to get there.
Yes.
So if you don't move, again, the opposite, your body stays stagnant, that muscle is still working, even if you're just sitting there. It's using up all the mineral vitamins it needs to function. So it goes from using oxygen to lactic acid.
Right.
How does that function when you have a lack of motion?
So the lack of motion.
Or go ahead. Go. You're gonna.
I'm more like giving in more of an emotion. So what I was gonna say is that we do a little cardio here, in certain type of exercises that we do, because we have you breathing, we have you moving. There's this one exercise that I love. It's called the 100th, and it's really popular in Pilates.
Okay.
And you're moving your arms. So as you're moving your arms, you're getting the circulation into your heart. When you were talking about the heart.
Yes.
And then as you're breathing, these deep breaths that we have you doing through your exercise, you actually get in your heart, your lungs moving. So it involves the internal part of the body, the heart, and the lungs, and the circulation of the blood. So that's critical. So that's
you have to hold that spot too for a while too, right? It's more of a, what do we call that?
To 100. We count to 100.
What's the position called?
We're calling it a tabletop position.
Got a tabletop position.
Because you're laying back.
Perfect. Yeah. And walk me through your equipment here too, because every studio is different.
Yes.
And I didn't realize until I started looking at studios and applies how it works. What's the equipment for?
So this right here, what we're sitting on is called the Cadillac.
Okay.
It's the apparatus, they call it in Pilates, and this is the Cadillac. There's a lot of different exercises we do in here. It's like, it can go over 100 exercises, and I love this. This is more like it's to strengthen for excelling as an athletic. And also I can do more for physical therapy here.
Got it.
So
okay.
Then in the middle room, I have a barrel where everybody stretches. I really believe in stretching.
Why is stretching important?
Stretching is like when the stretches that I create there for them, for each client that comes in, is more for the hamstrings and the quads, because these are always the tightest. So you have that stretch. And then we have a movement where you are actually working with the spinal movement right before we start. Then from the barrel, we go into the other room, and that's where I have my reformers and my Wanda chair. And we go there and we do the workout.
What is the Wanda chair for? Well, I'm going to show a picture on the YouTube channel, okay. But for the live people.
Right.
They're wondering, I can see that right there.
Yeah, the wand chair. It's actually for strength building, okay. For balance. Like there's, you know, as we get older, or if you've had an injury, you have to work on the balance. So we work on strengthening the hips, the knees, and the ankles, and strengthen and work on your balance. Of course, it's critical. I see that more as you know, you're getting older. So the wand chair is big exercising tool. And the reformer, it's another amazing apparatus that we use and love, and it does all, it's strength building.
And I saw your videos on Instagram too, which you're going to put on YouTube, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing, but I'm going to connect everything that she has on Instagram and Facebook to the actual link to this actual post. But realize a lot of what she's doing, she does videos for, so she shows you how to do them.
Yes.
And she shows working with the client how things actually should go, which I think is phenomenal. Especially someone who's locally, go, okay, like, I know what they're doing. I know it's going to help me. This is what I expect when I come in. When you go somewhere you don't expect, what happens is we have some type of anxiety or suspense of what's going on.
Yes.
So you want to know, okay, can I do it? Can I get in that position sometimes? See, people sometimes can't lie down on their back.
Yes.
So you want to make sure you can actually come here, enjoy the benefits of everything they're doing. At that point, Margie will walk you through her whole process, mm-hmm. So you overall get healthier over time.
And the reason I want to teach more on my videos on Instagram is because I work with other instructors, hoping that they're going to see this. And there's some from Brazil, from Spain, from Italy, from Portugal.
Wow.
So we are connected all over, and we all teach up each other. So we look at each other's video on Instagram.
So almost your own little mastermind how things work, and how do you build on top of that one, yes. that one. Someone has a specialty on the reformer, great. Mm-hmm. At that point, you may have a specialty on a Cadillac, great. So you can both improve not only yourselves as, mm-hmm. as instructors, mm-hmm. but also for your clients too.
Yes, I mean, I want the best for my clients. So that's why I'm continually, it's called continual education.
It's continual. It's nonstop.
It's nonstop.
Not looking
even
videos,
for chiropractors, right?
A lot of it is, and what I do is learning from my patients what they need, mm-hmm. what they want. What's the normal? What is the biggest condition now that you're dealing with? Like sitting, mm-hmm. like non-motion, and understanding how to change the mindset so they get the idea of why I have to move, mm-hmm. and they're usually my house because I have an injury or a problem, and how can we change their lifestyle so. When they leave my office, or as they improve, they incorporate Pilates, yoga, walking, a little bit of home weights maybe too.
Mm-hmm.
Things in their daily life, the 24 hours you have to improve your health, to tolerate the stress you're going through, mm-hmm. when you're working all day.
Right.
Dealing with kids, dealing with driving, dealing with just people on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we make that overall better? And when someone does work out consistently, when do you start seeing the mind connection, if you want to call it that, where they're mindset changes?
Well, let's take, for instance, somebody
sure.
that just had an injury and they fell.
Okay.
And now they have this fear that they don't want to fall anymore.
Got
then
it.
All of a sudden, this person gets stronger and stronger, and you're seeing how the strength is in their body. You could see it. And all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, I'm going to go bike riding. Oh, I'm going to start hiking. You know, things like that that come up. And you're seeing a difference in that there's no so much fear in your life. And you go out and start doing things, maybe dancing. Now, I love to dance. I play pickleball,
awesome.
I hike, I'm doing all these things. So I have an amazing guy in my life, and we like to be very active. So yes, I see the difference in how they're succeeding.
How does that change go from being fearful to being more active? What's the mindset change?
I think, you know, I tell my clients as they're
yes.
getting stronger,
uh-huh.
I tell them, I'm going to bump your level up a little bit.
Okay.
And
okay.
I see that you're getting stronger. And they're yeah. like, oh, are you sure? I'm like, yes, we're going to go from beginner to intermediate exercises.
Okay.
And they're a little bit harder, but let's go slow. Let's hit it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, let's do it. Because they trust me. They know that I'm okay. I'm not going to hurt them. And we're there, right there with them. So they're working a little harder,
okay.
pushing them a little more
okay.
constantly.
And
they don't stay right here. They always move.
And they're seeing that improvement. If I can do something, improve my life here,
mm-hmm.
like you had mentioned, I can go outside and not worry about using my cane all the time.
Right.
Because my balance is better.
Yeah.
My overall muscles are stronger, more flexible.
Yeah.
I can do things that I put my bike away in the closet or the garage for 5 years. Now that I can change the tubes out and see if it still works.
Yeah, and you can take it out and start doing things because, you know, People do get hurt and they get scared.
When someone gets hurt, what should they do immediately? If it's not a broken bone or needs surgery or stitches, what should they do if they know it's just a bruise, like a bad bruise? What do you suggest to them?
It's the body. The body heals itself.
That's
the body
phenomenal.
Knows what to do. You know, and we do take a look and we assess different things. And I'll ask them, have you been hurt? How's the arm, the range of motion, everything. I ask all kinds of questions. And from there, I take little steps to keep strengthening them if they've fallen on their shoulder. You just have to work with the client. You have to keep asking questions. Ask the client questions all the time.
And you see, that way you see what's helping them, what's hurting them, or how can you train them differently so that shoulder does get better. So their overall performance here improves too. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just jump right in and start doing all kinds of stuff. You have to take it easy and you have to let them know it's going to be a slow process. It's not going to be an overnight process.
What's a slow process like? Like 2 weeks?
Within 3 weeks, you should feel it. I'd say 2 weeks, but within 3 weeks, you're going to feel it with Pilates.
Good, mm-hmm. good, good. And do you want to see them every other day, or what's a good routine to start?
I really like seeing the client twice a week, beginning and the end. Yeah. I really like seeing them twice a week. And if they can't, and they can only come once a week, then I give them homework.
Good.
And then they do the homework, and then I check on it when they come back, and I see that they're really, really committed to their well-being, because I know that I am committed to my client's well-being.
And that's the key. If you're, mm-hmm. if they're not committed as much as you are, there's going to be a point to where you can only push them. I'm assuming you can only push them so far. They're going to go, okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Because you're not. They're not going to see. They're not going to want to get that end point. Mm-hmm. You're not going to put the time and effort in.
Yeah. But everybody wants to get stronger.
Yeah.
Everybody wants.
Why is strength important?
Strength is critical. You know, I tell the girls, because I have a lot of young girls. They're so pretty, and they want to look good, and they want to do this. But you know what? It's about strength. You already look good. So now let's do the strength so that you can go and play soccer and not hurt your knees.
Huge.
Right. Big. That's big, huh? Everybody's ready.
Well, and a lot of it is when you get stronger, your body produces more growth hormone and not testosterone, but most estrogen in women too. Your body's hormone, body chemistry rebalances to a better level to tolerate the stress of not only playing soccer, mm-hmm. but also if you're in school, that stress too.
Yeah.
If you have family stress also, if you have 3 or 4 kids, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. Mm-hmm. At that point, that's stress also.
Yeah.
So not just from an activity level, physical activity, but also the mental capacity. When your body's more relaxed, tolerates more stress, you're getting to see that.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And that's what I talk to my patients about is the chemical physiological response sometimes takes at least 30 days. Stick with anything, and it will help change your habits and also change your body chemistry, hormone levels, and neurology.
Right.
It's huge.
It takes a few weeks. It's not just going to happen overnight. So hang in there, don't give up.
And for yours, when does someone see the benefits where the light bulb goes, okay, I'm going to stick with this. This makes sense to me. I'm going to make this my primary, not workout, but my primary exercise every week. Would you say exercise, workout, or what would you use? Pilates terminology.
Exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an exercise.
Exercise.
It's not easy. Pilates is not easy.
Well, I'm going to stick this as my primary way to exercise. When does someone kind of hit that light bulb, or is that per age, per
No,
per person?
I think it's time. It's like if you come in twice a week, and let's say it's the third week, they're going to notice a difference, and they're going to tell me.
Okay.
They really feel a difference, even inches, like inches disappearing, you know.
Well, even guys.
Even guys. Guys too, yeah. I have a lot of male clients, and they, bikers, and they all have some kind of activity that they want to get stronger with and not get hurt. You know, and I have one doing the canyon this weekend. We've been preparing him for a couple of weeks, about a month. And he's doing the canyon with the guys and walking down the...
Wow.
And walking up.
The Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Okay. Not the canyon, but
the Grand Canyon.
The big Grand Canyon out there. I know it's one of them. I've never been before, I know.
And we've been training. So, because I'm hurt, you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to twist your ankle. You don't want to hurt. You have to carry backpacks and all that. So, yeah, I'm excited. And he's going to let me know how he did this next week when he gets back.
And when he comes back, make sure you shoot a video testimonial with him.
I should.
So
I should have before.
You can put it on Facebook, Instagram. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And that's part of it too, what we're doing these videos for, especially for my situation too, my previous podcast interviews and videos like this, is make people aware of how and where to find the best people in your area, the experts, to guide you to get healthier. Mm-hmm. For example, someone that never knew about Pilates, they may have gone this hike and hurt themselves. They've never known about this.
Right.
You've helped that person improve their life and confidence that they'll leave, do the hike, the Grand Canyon, and then come back healthy.
Right. Right.
They can still work on Monday.
They're going to be sore because it is a workout.
Part of a workout. Sorry.
But you're not going to be with a broken ankle. I've heard of people having a helicopter lifting them up.
Helivac, get out of there.
Yeah, so we don't want that. We don't want that. We want, you know. So.
I've done marathon triathlons. That's the worst thing is if you go in, especially during the training, and not cross-train, meaning weights, stretching, Pilates, whatever it is, you're training, you will get injured or hurt. So you go into the event, hurt, your chance of finishing drops down a huge percentage. Mm-hmm. And that's what we, as someone who does triathlons, marathons, get back to this year, which I'm saying I will this year, mm-hmm. and even do the Mount Baldy run too, mm-hmm. a lot of it is, can you keep yourself healthy with training so you can actually do the event, and then at that point, if you're lucky enough, beat your last best time.
So I did a triathlon.
Yes.
Just a few years ago.
Nice.
And I was going to train and do it this year, but then my mom got really ill, so I had to go back home. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
But the one in Pasadena.
Okay, okay.
It was a small one, but I did it.
Which, do they use a pool or do they use a
It's a pool.
Okay, good, mm-hmm. good. Yeah, those are fun. Yep. Those are fun. Why is it important to push your body like that, to challenge yourself?
I think we pick like different year, like a certain year, birthday, and we go, on this date, I'm going to for sure do this.
You know?
Yeah. So my daughter and I, we did it. I think it's to say that what you're doing is working, and I didn't get hurt. I actually won second place in my division for my age.
First triathlon?
Big old medal.
First triathlon for you?
Triathlon.
First one for you.
First one. I did.
It was all Pilates.
It's all Pilates.
All Pilates. They didn't swim at all. Just never practiced. Just jumped the pole.
It's all Pilates, yeah.
And a lot of it is when you do what you're doing now, it shows results of, hey, look, when I do might keep myself healthy, how does it respond under stress like that? It's a stressful event. When people that are like...
Very stressful.
They're like, really, they're there. This is their thing. Mm-hmm. And you're there, oh, this is my first time. I'm going to go be second.
You're using different muscles.
Oh, yeah.
You have to run for so many miles. Then you have to bike, and you're using different muscles when you're biking.
Yeah.
And then you have to swim. And so you're using way different muscles. So, yeah, I had to train for that.
And you have to pace yourself, too, so you don't burn out.
Yes, yes.
It's fun.
Second place.
Good for you. I don't want to think about the podium. I just want to finish.
Yeah, I was in the podium.
Good for you.
Yeah, wow. I was excited. I couldn't believe they called my name. I'm like, what?
Are you sure of me?
There's a second person. It's my age group, remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's okay. It's okay. I mean, trust me.
I blame it on Pilates.
Like, good,
I did
good blaming.
Well. Good blaming.
Ridiculed Pilates. Ridiculed them completely.
I love Pilates. So if anybody wants to do a triathlon or whatever you want to do in your life, marathon, come to me. I'll help you. I'll help you get stronger so you won't get hurt.
And when you mean stronger, how does that work? Because I can do weights all day long and get stronger. But is there a different type of strength?
It's a different type of strength.
Okay.
It's a different type of strength. Actually, using your core more. So for anything you want to excel in, it's about the core. It's about the abdominal area. So it's your power. That's your powerhouse, like I said earlier.
Helps your hips, helps your legs, helps your back, helps everything.
Helps everything, yeah. And you help the back and everything.
That's my
the
thing, hips too. And everything. That's my specialty.
Yeah, that's your specialty.
But what part of my routine is, okay, when someone gets better, I want them stretching. I want them working out. I want them lifting weights and building strength on top of the foundation of a better spine because there's more motion there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once you're better, like we talked about earlier, better alignment of the hips and the spine, how do you load it along with the knees and the ankles and the feet and the shoulders and hand and arms so it makes it stronger so it tolerates more stress?
Yeah. So we do work with every part of the body. I work with the hips. Knees, the feet. The feet are critical. You know that.
Yes.
I work with the spinal movement. I'm always decompressing the spine, making sure you actually feel maybe 1 or 2 inches taller after you leave.
Yeah, a bit more relaxed.
Yeah. And we're always working the shoulder girdle, always strengthening the movement. So neck movement. Just know that when you send me clients,
yes,
they might come less to you because I'm going to.
That's fine. I don't want to see them. I'm going to get them strong. I want them to stay. See, my biggest thing, since it's one of the videos too, so it's not only the first video, I want them better so they don't have to see me.
Right.
They build up good habits. They know where to go once, twice a week to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. At that point, they can enjoy the full 7 days, 24 hours a day times seven, which is, you know the math, I don't know what that math is. At that point, we can actually see that person's life improve and overall the stress reduce.
Right.
And their overall body stays healthy. Mm-hmm. They look like they're 40 years old when you're like 80 years old. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
I know.
It's phenomenal.
I know today, when everything's about looking healthy, looking good.
And when you're healthy, you look good naturally.
Exactly.
I see some people out there that have, and everyone's different, the fake lips and the fake body, things like that. I'm like, that's okay. I'd rather someone go, they've done the work.
Right.
To stay healthy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take just Pilates, it takes the whole, everything else, what you eat too, correct?
It's what you eat.
What
definitely.
Else, how does that include it? What do you
recommend? Your
nutrition? Yes.
I don't really believe in the yo-yo diets.
What's your diet?
I'm not sure, but there's so many diets out there about eating cabbage soups one day or something, and then there's eating all nothing but protein some other days, or just believe in eating is a way of life. You want to eat your protein, fats, and carbs. You want to combine those three together. And they balance out, and your body's able actually to break that up.
The body's
naturally, naturally. Sugars, I believe in. I tell my clients to stay away from white, anything white, like white sugar, white flour.
Definitely.
Yeah, but we do crave sugar today. Everything has sugar.
It's like crack cocaine.
Yeah, we crave it, and we say.
And they're not crack cocaine, but just saying someone did crack it, probably. Say
yeah. Huh. So yeah, and stay away from anything that's white.
And keeping life very simple, right? Mm-hmm. Can you have a simple diet you can go to the store for Monday through Friday and eat, and then maybe enjoy the weekend what you want with your friends and family, mm-hmm. so your routine time, you have the energy to be able to function the way you want to function?
So I call it maybe once in a while have a cheat day.
Yeah.
We just, once in a while go out and we have a little of this, a little of that, and then get back on track again.
And if your body's functioning, say, 6 days a week normally, and really high power and things are going well, mm-hmm. you need some rest time to go, okay, I'm going to take a break, get back into it. Your body needs that rest. That's why we sleep.
Exactly.
We sleep 6 hours a day, or some people 4 hours.
That's when I go dance.
Good for you. And why do you like dancing? Why
movement.
Is dance important? Wow.
It's
amazing.
Movement.
It works.
It's good. It's just good. It's happy.
Yes.
You always want to do something that's making you happy. And my guy and I, we love
fantastic.
To dance.
And that's the, I think the plan is, can you do Pilates, do chiropractic, and how does that affect your normal fun time of your life? If you don't get some, mm-hmm. at that point you can see the benefit, I can enjoy life again.
Yeah.
Because you can work 30, 40 hours a week at a job or even more than that too, and get the financial benefit, but what does that give you next?
Right.
How does it make your life better? How do you enjoy the few years we're here on this planet that we're healthy mm-hmm. and independent? To actually be that and enjoy what's around us.
And still have strength to do other fun things with our families and our loved ones.
Like you mentioned with seniors, how do seniors usually benefit from Pilates?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So like I said, so a lot of the seniors, we work on their balance.
Okay.
They lose their balance really quick. And the most that they are afraid of is that they're going to fall.
Huge
thing. So we don't want them to fall and break a hip. So we work on strengthening their feet, their ankles,
of course,
their knees,
feet again.
Their hips, a spinal movement. You don't want it to get fused. You don't want it to get tight. So we work on rotation. You want to work on movement. You still have to be able to turn when you're driving. So a lot of different ways of working. Every body is different, so we have to know what to do.
That's why they're one-on-one with them. That point, they you can see what's working, what's not working for them. Because when I work out with my patients too, whatever their emotion is, their position is, their posture, their alignment, mm-hmm. is normal for them.
Right.
So how do you change their normal to better normal over time to see the overall benefit of their life?
I think that their abdominals are weak.
Yes.
So when we strengthen them, it slowly strengthens all the muscles around the back. And they're able to hold their back up a little better. Strengthening the core. Transverse and rectus abdominis.
And when they have that, they have better alignment, better posture. Mm-hmm. And the bones actually, in the spine at least, because that's my specialty, is the bones actually move better on their own. So when I bend, all my bones do this. they don't get stuck to where my muscles are doing the work.
Right.
So my bones need to move individually to prevent arthritis. And by doing, having a better position, better posture, so we take the x-rays in our office to see the alignment of the spine. At that point, that allows you to have the motion like you would an elbow or shoulder. You can feel if it's being stuck or not. This is what Marge can test for. But the inside is where it's hard to tell what's locked up. Mm-hmm. So the x-ray shows, okay, this one's okay. Mm-hmm. Then you work around that and add more motion when you can and add more motion.
Right.
That's why that'll cause more circulation, get the disc to get healthy. Overall body feels better and stays better.
Circulation. I really believe in that.
The key thing. That's the biggest thing. And right now, why do you want to expand your Pilates business from a perspective? Now that you have this place for 2 years, why do you sign another year lease?
I just signed another year.
I know, sorry. I broke the news. Apologize.
I know. I just, like I said, I really have a passion for helping others. I see what Pilates does for all the people, and I just want everybody to be able to go out there and play baseball if they want, you know, play soccer if they want and not get hurt, and do their hikes and their climbs and, you know, without being hurt and have fun. Life is too short not to have fun.
And like I said, you're down in Temecula for 3 days a week, 4 days a week?
Yes.
So you enjoy life already?
Right, yeah.
You don't have to be here.
No.
Just phenomenal. You're here because you want to be here. You're seeing the benefit of people. And the people results of staying healthy and getting healthy may be young. I think you're saying as 10, 12 years old up to in their 80s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I do. I love what I do. I just love what I do. And it actually gives me time to do my own fun things outside of this.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Good. Anything else to add for your first video? First live video ever?
It was great. It was great. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to get myself out there, which I want to do. Anyone needs help? Anyone needs to get to know about Pilates? I actually have a free demonstration that I have people come in for 30 minutes, and I assess their body, and they are actually able to get on the equipment and kind of try Pilates. So if you're interested in that, give me a call, and we'll set you up on the calendar and have you come on in and try it.
And what I'll do is put in the show notes too, in this one, the edited YouTube version also, when I do the actual podcast too, is put all her information on there.
Okay.
Do you have a separate business line, or is it just your, or a personal cell phone, or do you have two different lines?
No, just a personal cell phone.
Cool. So that point, we've messaged her. At that point, she'll get back to you, even her website too, or Facebook. Facebook? Can we message on Facebook too? It's amazing. If you've never used Facebook Messenger before, it's fun, it's easy, it's quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So at that point, take 30 minutes out of your time and go, okay, how do I improve my life? How do I not improve, not just, okay, if I feel okay, but can my life be more relaxed, have more energy, and feel like I'm my age, not some people do, well, I person feels about 5 years older than they actually are, sometimes 10, can I feel and be younger? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key is when people come to my office too, they don't want, the back pain may be something that's bothering them, but what is it preventing them, limiting what they're doing, at that point they can improve that to get more of a free lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do to end it also, Tony, is I'd like to let you know that I'm going to give you some gift certificates.
Great.
That I'd like you to give to the clients you feel that would love and enjoy Pilates. So give them so that you come in here and have a session and let's just, you know, move it forward.
So whatever, she probably only a few of them. So if you're on this live Facebook or see a little bit, you better be the first ones contacting me for this quick limited gift certificate from Margie to take advantage. If not, you're going to be not getting one. Sorry. All right. This is the biggest thing with this show, is making sure people understand how to get healthy, how to make their life less stressful by doing simple things. And if you work, how long is your workouts usually here?
An hour.
Mm-hmm. An hour twice a week. It makes your life better. Sorry. It's guaranteed. It's a fact. All right. So anything else, let us know. If not, leave a message, leave a note on our live video. We'll get back to you again on some other ones too. And have a great day. All right, anything else?
That's it, thank you.
Is that fun?
Yes.
Good, thank you. All right, let's end it there for our first one.
Hope this talk helps you understand how Pilates helps build strength through range of motion, also through core exercises. At that point, using her specific machines, especially the Cadillac, allows you to really test your strength. So when you're out in the real world, competing as an athlete, picking up kids, working in the yard, working the house, working at work, your body can stay injury-free and strong. Along with proper nutrition, at that point your body looks healthy and overall, internally and externally, your body can relax and tolerate the stress of everyday life. Thank you again for listening to the Crooked Spine Show, and go to our show notes. That will put a look at the actual topics you want to listen to. Jump right to them on the actual podcast, and leave us a review on Facebook or iTunes. So do that, and also enjoy them talks too. At the end of the show notes, you'll have a list of the actual podcast videos. Go right to there so the other talks that can help you benefit to get stronger, healthier in a simple way. All right? Hope you enjoy these talks and have a great day. I'll see you next one.